Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today I want to talk about a little experience I've been having with something I have picked back up in my life. What have I picked back up? Well, if you follow me on social media platforms that I'm on, you've noticed that I've hit swimming again. You know, I've sort of got back into the rhythm of swimming as a form of physical exercise. I'm a little bit limited because of my prosthesis, and the town I am in now, I have access to a pool at the YMCA. So I've been trying to go 2 to 3 days a week, and I'm enjoying it. I just love it. I love to swim before. I love to be able to swim now, and the people there are just phenomenal. But early on, when I was beginning to get into the process of swimming again, sometimes when I would kick with my stub, I would feel as if I was kicking a wall, and it would obviously kind of throw me off and et cetera. It wasn't debilitating, but it was just an interesting sensation. And that sensation got me thinking, you know, I know the reality of the situation, but I'm having a sense of feeling that is telling me otherwise. And, you know, with everything going on in the United States at this time, it just seems that we have become a people that are utterly governed by our emotive sense, our affective self, you know, our feelings. And there's an important aspect of you know, living with your feelings and growing from your feelings and wrestling with your feelings and going deeper, but to give them sort of the ruling part is quite dangerous. We're seeing that right now with a variety of different things going on in the cities and et cetera. So one of the things that we always have to do in relationship to our feelings is we have to sort of reflect upon them in the light of reality. Just as I had that feeling, that sensation of kicking a wall like that, my body's telling me, hey, you just kicked a wall. It's giving me this feeling, et cetera, you know, and it calls some emotive aspects to it, you know, frustration and all these sort of things. And I have to check myself. I'm like, that's not real. Like, it's not conforming to reality. You know, we have to be open to that challenging in a variety of other ways in relationship to our feelings. You know, maybe someone's done us wrong and we're getting angry and upset and et cetera for it. And we can, you know, is that sense coming out of a false narrative because we've been wrong? So we impute a motive or a guilt on why the person acted in such a way that caused us frustration. We have to be able to comport ourselves to the reality as before us. That means we have to wrestle with it. We have to seek to understand it better. We have to be courageous enough to go into it if necessary and appropriate. You know, we have to be a people that are willing to be open and honest with the reality that is before us and not just how we want things to be or how we think things should be. And not just too when things are really dark, like, oh, things are dark because A, B, C. No, we have to get to the truth of the matter, which requires patience, something that is really lacking in our current time. People want things and they want it now. You know, they want to be satisfied now. They want appeasement now. And we see what happens when that desire isn't met, causes destruction and et cetera. So we have to be open and honest with our feelings of what's going on. But we also have to say, are they in line with reality? Or are they coming out of a sense of woundedness? You know, are they coming out of a false narrative? You know, are they coming out of a missing context that we didn't receive? All these sort of things. You know, not to judge them, you know, as something we have to cast out. We're not like a robot. We're not like the Vulcans or et cetera. You know, we're emotive people. We have emotions, but, you know, we can't allow them to necessarily, I believe, to sort of run our lives. They are the fuel for our lives, But our mind and our rational selves have got to be the one that controls the steering wheel of our lives. So I just wanted to put my experience of swimming and dealing with these feelings and sensations that I have, because I have, you know, I have the sensation that, I kicked a wall as I'm swimming. And then the feeling of frustration, et cetera, comes in. And like for myself, as I pick on myself here, I have to check myself and say, it's not real. That's not reality. Why are you getting upset? Why are you getting flustered? Like, accept the reality as it is. You're missing a limb. You're going to have these, you know, sense experiences, and just own it and move on. You know, maybe I'm a little bit frank like that with myself. Maybe you all could use some frankness. I don't know. But I just put myself out there as a means of helping us all to wrestle with the reality of the emotions in our life and make sure that we're not being led astray by them, but that they are a fundamental source for the nourishment of our lives and of the animus of our lives, and et cetera. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you can, leave a little review for us. It really does help others to find us. And if you want, you can check me out at my Facebook page, The Real Frank Fryer, or my Twitter handle, at Carmelite Nick. And if you are wanting to email me, you can go to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can send me an email. So thank you very much for your time today. And please know that I will be praying for you.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.